hardly ever mentioned the war or our pilots. It's not done. Ours is not to reason why.
I felt myself fading away into oblivion. I lay there almost sobbing. So this was war.
What a terrible sight. Our boys, only a few hours ago so full of life, now lying at the bottom of the boat.
The whole circle of avenging nations will hurl themselves upon the foe, batter out the life of the cruelest tyranny which has ever sought to bar the progress of mankind.
Hösten 1942. Storbritannien har varit i krig i 3 år. Landet har förvandlats till en fästning.
This is London. Listeners here, throughout the Empire and in the United States of America, will hear the Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Winston Churchill.
We ask no favours of the enemy. No, we will meet out to the Germans the measure. And more than the measure, they have meted out to us. We remember Warsaw in the first few days of the war. We know too well the bestial assault you're making upon the Russian people, to whom our hearts go out in their valiant struggle. You do your worst, and we will do our best.
Det här är Halifax i Kanada. För sin överlevnad är Storbritannien beroende av en livlina som går tvärs över Nordatlanten. De andra delarna av imperiet och USA förser Storbritannien med förnödenheter, vapen och trupper. Den kanadensiske majoren Michael Dalton berättar.
We embarked in broad daylight in Halifax Harbor. There was an air of anticipation. These young men had strange new feelings coursing through their veins. We were escorted by HMS Revenge, a huge battleship, and by destroyers and cruisers to guard against submarines.
För att minimera förlusterna under tyska ubåtsattacker går fartygen i stora konvojer. 1939, när kriget bara har pågått några veckor, filmar en amerikansk fotograf ett av de första ubåtsanfallen på ett försvarslöst brittiskt handelsfartyg.
We steamed to the rescue of 2 ships which had been torpedoed by a submarine. In a few moments we sighted one of the stricken ships on the horizon. It was the city of Mandalay. Her back broke. She sank slowly to the bottom. Human beings were dying out there. We were so close, and yet so helpless. Night came before we reached the survivors in the water. Many were severely wounded. We worked desperately all night long to save some 300 lives. The sun rose the next morning just the same, to find our decks covered with the injured. cared for by one of the women passengers. It was a tiny baby who had lost its mother. It was a bleak morning when a little group of mourners gathered to bury one of the wounded officers who had died in the night. The body was draped in the stars and stripes, as we had no British flag on board. A simple service was read over his body. Then we gave him back to the ocean, from which only a few short hours before we'd rescued him.
Den unge journalisten Robert Dougal befinner sig ombord på en brittisk jagare som eskorterar en konvoj på Nordatlanten 1941.
We're now mixed up in the first attack on a convoy which has been actually recorded at sea. Terry Carpenter is on our port quarter, not much more than 500 feet up, I should say, a tracer bullet bursting all around him. There go his bombs, and now they're dropping down over the convoy. Wait a minute, he is missed. Columns of water sprouting up, but he's missed. There's just a faint smell of gunpowder and smoke drifting across the water.
I slutet av 1943 har tyska flyg- och ubåtsangrepp sänkt 3000 fartyg i Atlanten. Det var det priset för att upprätthålla Storbritanniens livlina.
This is London calling. Something going on in Britain now. Salvage drives are sweeping the country. For salvage is playing a great part in the manufacture of armaments. Nothing is being wasted anywhere.
Den brittiska civilbefolkningen blir uppmanad att inte låta någonting gå till spillo. Florence Speed tycker att sparkampanjerna och de allmänna umbärandena på hemmafronten blir allt mer krävande.
Ethel took down the blackout this morning to find workmen removing the iron railings around the front garden.
That is the beginning of a story of determination that can end on the battlefields of Russia.
They were using a blow lamp, which sent out thousands of sparks. It was a pretty sight, even though the effect was like an incendiary.
Lord Beaverbrook's own London house is giving up its iron railing.
Beaverbrook asked for pots and pans and even kettles.
Up and down the country, it's the same story.
All of us except Bertha have agreed to part with our hot water bottles and are waiting to see if Nora will part with any of her kitchen utensils.
The pig and bone bins at the end of the road had overspilled this morning. 12 slices of bread lay about the pavement. Wicked waste, even in peacetime. But while transport of food means the loss of many merchant seamen's lives, it's disgraceful.
Sommaren 1943 medför förbättringar av de allierade säkerhetstjänster och ett utvidgat flygskydd att slaget om Atlanten är på väg att ta en ny vändning.
The British, American and Canadian forces of the sea and air hurled their strength upon the U-boat. It ended in the total defeat of the U-boat attack. Staggered by these deadly losses, the U-boats have recoiled to lick their wounds and mourn their dead. Now, we have had in June the best month from every point of view we have ever known in the whole 46 months of the war.
Luftkriget i Europa innebär att behovet av piloter är så stort att hundratals brittiska flygelever måste åka till USA för att få sin utbildning. Från en flygskola i Oklahoma skriver David Green hem till sin mor i England.
The people of Tulsa have given us a great time. Coca-Cola seems to be the national beverage. It's cold, with the texture of fizzy lemonade, dark in color. The medical officer told us to drink lots of it. I now have 11 hours flying to my credit. I hope to solo tomorrow. I can do spins and rolls, so I'm not doing too badly.
Efter sin utbildning tjänstgör David Green som jaktpilot i Medelhavsområdet under resten av kriget. RAF sätter in över 30 000 jaktplan under kriget. Neville Duke flyger också jaktplan i Medelhavsområdet. Han kommer att bli en av Storbritanniens mest dekorerade piloter.
I love flying. One minute nipping along the deck at 0 feet, and then with just a gentle pull on the stick, soaring up and up. You feel the immense power at your fingertips. Part of this fine machine built by a genius. The Spitfire is too beautiful to be a fighting machine. But then, what better weapon of war could you want?
Hösten 1942 får Spitfire-piloterna på Malta ett telegram från generalmajor Keith Park. Han gratulerar dem till deras roll i det heroiska försvaret av ön.
Your magnificent fighting in the last five days is being watched not only by the RAF, but also by our Russian allies. Keep it up, and in a few days the German bombers will throw in the sponge. Replacement pilots and Spitfires are on their way. Good luck to you, and good shooting.
Bombflyget är en annan viktig del av det brittiska flygvapnet. Bombanfallen mot tyska mål av amerikanska plan dagtid och brittiska plan nattetid blir en viktig del i de allierades strategi. Anfallen vållar stora skador på tyska industrianläggningar och städer. Men många allierade flygare får också sätta livet till. En flyglotta ger uttryck för sina känslor.
I hardly ever mention the war or our pilots. It's not done. It's not that we're indifferent. We realize what a minute cog we are in the machinery and how little good it would do to worry. Ours is not to reason why.
Det är den 15 februari 1944. 22-årige Ralph Clayton är bombplans navigatör. Han skriver ett kort brev till sina föräldrar före kvällens bombanfall mot Berlin, som är hans sista under den här tjänstgöringsperioden.
I'll be coming home very soon. I expect to arrive at Red Ruth on the evening of the 18th. I'm delighted my DFC has come through so quickly. I hope you're all in good spirits. Love always, Ralph.
Ralphs plan kommer inte tillbaka efter bombräden. Han är en av de nära 70 000 brittiska flygare som miste livet under luftkriget. Juli 1943. Fördelad på olika baser i Nordafrika ligger en stor amerikansk och brittisk flottstyrka beredd att slå till mot Tysklands bundsförvant Italien. Nära en halv miljon man, 4 000 flygplan och 3 000 örlogsfartyg ska delta i invasionen av Sicilien. P
Peter Hay är fänrik på den brittiska jagaren Tartar.
It's obvious now that the big op is coming off very shortly. Officers are in their cabins working away frantically, with notices on the doors saying knock and wait, so as to give time to hide the secret papers. The captain told us that this operation was the biggest ever undertaken, far bigger than Gallipoli. The British troops will attack on the southeast coast of Sicily, the Americans on the southwest.
Oakley tillhör brittiska flottans kommandotrupper.
At last the order came. Lower the boats. We were away. Machine guns passing over them. Ta ta ta. Our brain guns began to speak. Then crunch. Down door. And we were there. A sapper began to cry, plead, and cling to the floorboards, swearing he couldn't move. We left him. His nerve was gone. The shrill whine of bullets speeded us on. Then it came. A terrific explosion. I felt myself fading away into oblivion. Too under the water. I felt someone clutch my legs and drag me down. I lost my reason and kicked like mad until I was free and shot to the surface. A body floated by, its limbs still kicking. It must have been the man who clutched me. I lay there almost sobbing at such terrible sights. So this was war.
Snart upphör motståndet på Sicilien. Mussolini kommer att störtas inom en vecka. Sen dröjer det inte länge förrän Italien kapitulerar och Tyskland står ensamt.
Here's an important piece of news which has just come in. Rome Radio has announced that the King of Italy has accepted Mussolini's resignation.
Äntligen har de allierade trängt igenom muren runt Hitlers europeiska imperium. I slutet av 1943 finns det 1 miljon allierade soldater i Storbritannien. Kanadensare, australiensare, polacker, tjecker, fransmän, men de allra flesta är amerikaner. Den amerikanska armén ger sina unga soldater ett litet häfte med goda råd.
The British have phrases of their own that might seem funny to you. It isn't a good idea to say, I look like a bum. For the British, that means you look like your own backside. Just a tip if you're trying to shine in polite society. You'll be interested in getting to know your opposite number, the Tommy you've heard and read about. two actions will slow up the friendship. Swiping his girl and not appreciating what his army's been up against. Yes, and rubbing it in that you're better paid than he is.
De amerikanska soldaterna är glamorösa gäster. Britterna försöker att vara goda värdar. Och för barnen är de amerikanska soldaterna lika spännande som filmstjärnor. Marjorie Denis och hennes barn har evakuerats till Wales.
A day of thrills for the children. All of them were invited to the American army camp. Their faces were a joy to see. They all had a soldier companion. They went in the mess with him and had Spam sandwiches, donuts and peaches. All the children had a great time.
De amerikanska soldaterna är en krydda i krigets vardag. Don Yardy tjänstgör i civilförsvaret.
Went to Bellevue last night. Hawks and Freeman is now being made into a club for Yanks. Cool. Harry Berman bought some records. Glenn Miller, In the Mood. Harry James, You Made Me Love You. Woodchopper's Ball. We did a good conga. And Jitterbug. Oh, mamma, snake hips.
Men en del kärleksaffärer mellan amerikanska soldater och brittiska kvinnor ses inte med blida ögon. Maureen Bolster skriver till sin fästman Eric Wells, som är flygare och förlagd i Mellanöstern.
They're saying that English women are the most immoral in the world. Nice, isn't it? Opposite me sat an American army officer and a pretty, well-dressed girl. They were hand in hand, talking about the hotel they'd been staying in. Then she made a neat little joke about her husband being abroad and what the eye didn't see. I felt rather sick.
London-kontoristen Vivian Hall.
Unfortunately, the only ones who show any friendliness are our most crude specimens of womanhood, doing anything they want them to do and fleecing them in payment. Here speaks the crusty old maid, I suppose. But I hate to have the British judged by these little bitches.
Englands sydkust i början av juni 1944, strax före invasionen i Normandie.
The hour of our greatest effort and action is approaching.
Under flera månader har de allierade genom ett antal vilseledande åtgärder lyckats hemlighålla historiens största landstigningsföretag, Operation Overlord.
The magnificent armies of the United States are here. Our own troops stand at their side in true comradeship.
Nu ska den avgörande stöten mot Hitlers västeuropeiska imperium sättas in. En jättelik flotta samlas i Engelska kanalen och 1 miljon man gör sig klara för strid.
When the signal is given, the whole circle of avenging nations will hurl themselves upon the foe and batter out the life of the cruelest tyranny which has ever sought to bar the progress of mankind.
Den brittiske sjömannen Fred Wright är med om att transportera de kanadensiska trupperna till Normandie.
Off steams the Armada, 3 long columns of ships stretching from skyline to skyline. What a wonderful sight. We have aboard our steamship a great body of men, Canadians, all in grand spirits, for they all know what they're going to France for. I could do with a pint.
Tjugofemårige Hugh Bone, löjtnant från södra England.
Most of us took communion. The ship's padre had a few words to say to us. We listened to the naval orders over the loud hailer.
De fem invasionsstränderna har fått varsitt kodnamn. Amerikanernas anfallsmål heter Utah och Omaha. Och britternas och kanadensarnas heter Gold, Juno och Sword. Tom Tateson är 20 år och kommer från Yorkshire.
No one slept much that night. Reveille was sounded at 3:15. I remember thinking that I ought to be frightened. Instead, I seemed to be detached, as though I were watching a film. What had seemed somewhat unreal now became a reality.
Klockan är 5:30 på morgonen den 6 juni 1944. Dagen D. Över 4000 allierade örlogsfartyg börjar beskjuta de tyska befästningarna. Fred Wright ser på när kanadensarna gör sig klara för landstigning.
The big battleships are still banging away like hell. The air is full of planes. Very rough sea. I feel right sorry for them. Poor lads. What a bad start.
Hugh Bone är på väg mot invasionsstranden Sword.
By now we could hear the enemy machine guns, the explosions of enemy mortars on the beach. We clutched our weapons. Now was the moment. Stuff was spawning pretty close to us. People were hit. Some were dead. Others struggling to crawl out of the water. We couldn't help them. Our job was to push on. There were some horrible sights. Men calling out for help. I wanted to pull a body out of the waves. But he looked to be dead. I had no time or duty there.
Den kanadensiska landstigningsbåten kommer tillbaka till Fred Wrights fartyg.
See, our boat's returning. Now we'll get some news. I'm crying like a baby. Can't help myself. What a terrible sight. Our boys, only a few hours ago so full of life and spirits, now lying at the bottom of the boat, seriously wounded.
Den kanadensiske sjömannen Fred Turnbull har transporterat de brittiska marinsoldaterna till invasionsstranden Juno. Nu tar han med sig de döda och sårade hem.
Many were dying. One marine commando, who this time last night was telling me of his wife and kid, was lying on the deck covered in blood-soaked blankets. He had no face.
D-Day has come. Early this morning, the Allies began the assault on the northwestern face of Hitler's European forces.
Florence Speed och Gwyneth Thomas hör de dramatiska rapporterna på radion.
Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces supported...
One stomach turned over hearing the news.
A taxi man told the baker's wife that in the West End, 5,000 people had queued up for newspapers and had to be dispersed by the police. Collins, the grocer, told me that he cried when he heard the news.
This is Richard Dimbleby. The British, Canadian, and American troops who landed on the coast of France are already several miles inland, on a front sufficiently broad to be more than a bridgehead.
Our hearts feel lighter. News is coming through that all goes well in France. They've secured the beachheads. I can hear the birds singing.
2500 allierade soldater stupar under dagen D. Och det är mycket färre än man har räknat med. Hårdast drabbade är de amerikanska styrkorna som möttes av en mördande intensiv eldgivning. Men innan den första dagen är slut finns det 150 000 allierade soldater på stranden. De en gång stolta tyska soldaterna är nu besegrade.
June 13th. Churchill was over in France yesterday. It was reported that he wanted to go with the troops on D-Day and had literally to be held back. May he live to be 100.
We've turned the most vital corner of the war. Ahead lies peace.
Det här är början till slutet. Under hösten 1944 befrias Europa bit för bit av de allierade. Den tyska armén har tvingats till reträtt både på väst- och östfronten. På den brittiska hemmafronten håller man humöret uppe efter 5 krigsår genom att organisera fester och lyssna på radions underhållningsprogram.
Your face dirty, was it my imagination?
My face is clean enough. I don't know what your imagination is.
Excuse me. Would you mind reading this letter? I'm a bit worried.
Dear sir, unless you leave my wife alone, I shall shoot you stone dead on sight.
You better leave the man's wife alone.
I can't.
Why not?
He hasn't signed his name.
Then you will be exhilarated. Everybody will be methylated to hear that it's that man again.
Do not do your nails, sir.
Barnen är trötta på kriget och riktar sin ilska mot fienden.
I think Hitler is a pig who only thinks of himself and thinks he's marvelous and wants to boss everybody about.
If Hitler was captured, the best death for him would be dreadful torture and make him suffer such agony. His mustache would be set alight. And when he's half dying, he'll be torn with pinches and executed.
I Burma firar Belfasts artilleriregemente St. Patrick's dagen.
...19 hours, Greenwich Mean Time.
This is London calling. Here is a broadcast of world news. British troops advancing into Burma from the west have cleared another 5 miles of the road to Tidim.
Peter Gadsden är kompanichef.
Dear Mum and Dad, you remember about this time last year it suddenly rained. Well, it's gone and done it again. We got soaked, lost the road, and finally arrived at our destination at 10:30 a.m. the next morning, having been marching since 12:45.
Genom inspelningar kan soldaterna i Burma skicka hälsningar till sina anhöriga hemma i Storbritannien.
Greetings, Manchester, from your boys in Burma.
Now, here's somebody Haslingdon people know.
What's your name, Bob, Dad?
Bombardier Potter.
All right, carry on.
Hello, Dad, Mum, everybody. How are you? We're still knocking Johnny Jack for six, and it will still continue so. So cheerio, chin's up, keep smiling. Here's got a levy through council.
Hello, Mum. Hello, all at home. I'm okay. Hope to be home soon. Cheerio.
Oh, Mrs. McHugo, this is your long-lost husband here.
Hello, Lily, darling. Hope you're keeping fit. The children, I know they have grown. Give my love to Mother and all at home.
De allierades offensiv i Burma fortsätter under hela 1944. Peter Gadsden.
Among your most recent letters received was one telling me to forget the medals and keep my head down.
Sorry to disobey, but I'm sure you'll be pleased to hear that I've been awarded the Military Cross. Your youngest son has not proved a disgrace to you. We're still moving up, but can now hear the Jap getting a pasting from our guns. One or two incidents show what amazing creatures these Japs are. They just fight to the last. Typical example, one wounded private. My chaps put a round over his head and shout, "Hands up." He puts his hands up. We start to close in on him. He goes for a grenade. We all dash for cover. Then we start again until he throws the grenade. My chaps fill him up with lead. They just have no sense.
De allierade driver bort japanerna från det ena området efter det andra. Det börjar komma fram uppgifter om den japanska arméns grymma behandling av krigsfångar. Lord Mountbatten är överbefälhavare för de allierade styrkorna i Sydöstasien.
We produced the first unwounded Japanese prisoner I have yet seen. I asked him what sort of treatment he expected to receive from British hands, and he had the nerve to reply, "Good treatment, the same as your prisoners receive from the Japanese." When I think of what they've been doing to our prisoners, it makes me sick. The other day, they captured a mule train of the West Yorks. 23 of the wretched men were caught. They were tied up by their hands to trees and flogged until they were insensible. They waited until they recovered consciousness, and then a Japanese officer went round and killed all except one with a bayonet. The one who didn't die and eventually recovered had 21 bayonet wounds in him. This is only a sample of the many atrocity stories I'm beginning to collect. One day, I hope to catch some of the Japanese responsible and put them on trial.
Under de allierades fortsatta framryckning 1945 upptäcks hundratals krigsfångeläger. Många av dem ligger långt inne i djungeln. Krigsfångarna är i omedelbart behov av mat och andra förnödenheter. I det här lägret i södra Thailand finns det brittiska och australiensiska krigsfångar. Australiensaren Jack Turner har skrivit dagbok i lägret. Här följer en anteckning från mars 1944.
Men were having their legs amputated through tropical ulcers. One concert night, it was good to see the cheerful way 12 men with only one leg sang songs like Waltzing Matilda and Roll Out the Barrel. Many ulcers became fly-blown. In bad cases, the maggots were left in the ulcers for several days as they ate away the bad part of the flesh. Men were dying daily. One man was buried in his blanket. The following day, his body was found lying on top of the grave with no covering. The local native, who'd seen him buried, had dug him up to steal his blanket.
Många krigsfångar befriar sig själva. Det här är en dagboksanteckning av en okänd brittisk fånge i Thailand 1945.
Free at last. Last night we had our first concert. The Camp RSM announced it from the stage. It was a scene I shall never forget. National anthem was sung and cheering. Terrific. They even put the Union Jack on the lookout post at 10 p.m. We're in control. Can't write much more. Had 3.5 years of hell.
Under sin reträtt tar japanerna med sig många krigsfångar till Japan. Där används de som slavarbetare. Stanley Costello från Yorkshire togs till fånga när Singapore föll 1942.
We left, bound for Japan. But they hadn't reckoned with the Yanks. In the morning, we felt 2 torpedoes go through our boat. After the Nips had left in the lifeboats, we got ourselves a raft. We sailed around all day watching the Nips pick up their own men. We watched them disappear over the horizon and settled down the best we could to wait and hope.
Jack Turner fanns också med ombord. Nu är han på samma flotte som Stanley Costello.
As the men lost their reasoning, they'd leave the raft, saying they were going to the canteen for a drink. We pulled them back time and again, but as we became weaker, we could do nothing for them. It was a painless death for the majority of the poor buggers. We were just about exhausted, as thirsty as the devil.
After 4 days, we sighted the Yank sub, Pampanito.
Örlogskaptenen Paul Summers på den amerikanska ubåten Pampanito. Utdrag ur hans loggbok.
Men were covered with oil and filth. All of them were exhausted after 4 days on the raft and 3 years of imprisonment. Many had lashed themselves to their makeshift rafts. All were very thin. A pitiful sight. None of us will ever forget.
Picture our joy on hearing them call out, "Take it easy, you guys. We'll soon have you aboard." We were taken on board about an hour before dark.
I can't find words to thank them for saving us from sure death. I wish them all the luck in the world. May they put the Nips where they belong.
1318 krigsfångar fanns ombord på det japanska fartyget Rakuyo Maru. Bara 295 överlever. Pampanito räddar 73 av dem.
Winfred Vaughan Thomas reporting from Germany.
I'm standing in the little village of Lauenburg, and I'm watching the sight that we'd hoped we'd see for 6 long years. The German army coming into surrender into the British lines.
Det är maj 1945. Det japanska imperiet håller på att falla sönder. Röda armén har intagit Berlin. Hitler har begått självmord. I nästan 6 år har det brittiska folket, deras väpnade styrkor och allierade hållit fienden stången.